Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What don't you get? I just don't understand it. Or it could be two different ways. It could be, I don't get it. Like, I don't like it and I don't know why anyone likes it. Right. Mm-hmm. Or it could be, I literally just don't understand it. Like, I'm fine with the process, like how a microwave works, but I don't understand it.
Oh my gosh.
I just don't get. One of my kids was asking yesterday how a TV signal gets from the TV studio, like of the camera, looking at the news desk, and then to our house.
Oh,
and
magic.
I have a very basic understanding of it. But the idea that an image is captured by a machine, turned into a signal, which then goes through wires or through the air and arrives at my home instantaneously to then display exactly what that camera looks, that does feel like magic. And
absolutely.
I don't know how we discovered it.
Exactly. It really does. Yeah, same with radio. Any type of waves that transmit is crazy. But I still can't wrap my mind around even a direct connection to audio, like a speaker wire. I get it, but I also don't get it. Like, I've read it, I understand it, but I don't understand it at all.
This is Matthew. Matthew, what don't you get?
I don't get a thing in the trucking industry called lumper fees.
What is a lumper fee?
A lumper fee is basically, I drive for a company, you take the load to the receiver, they unload you, and they're like, great, awesome, thanks for giving us our product, give us money. They charge the company for the service of giving them their product.
Why would any company do that? How does the trucking company make the money then?
That's what I'm trying to wrap my head around because, you know, we're charging the receiver for our services, for the truck, the driver, their time, you know, all that stuff. But
yes,
the receiver will then charge for a lumper fee. So, for instance, this morning, our company had to pay $400 some odd to get 6 pounds of ice cream off.
Okay. I assume the ice cream company pays you more than that, or the company more, to take their product so it can be sold at stores. Is that accurate?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I mean, I've been driving truck for over 8 years, and I still, to this day, understand how lumper fees will.
What if your company is the worst at business in the world?
Maybe. Is that where?
Oh, no. The company I drive for right now, pretty local to you guys. They're really awesome. I love them.
I didn't really think they were the worst at business. Yeah, not making money, but
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get that either. Maybe it's one of those things on the back end that he's not seeing is like, you know, like when you pay a deposit for soda cans in certain states. And then
that's
when you take
about
it back, they pay you.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe that.
Let's see. Travis in New York. Hi, Travis. What don't you get?
I do not understand why people are going back to vinyl.
I've never really understood that. I've always, Travis, do you get the sense that people are like, I can just tell a difference? I don't think they can.
It's the fidelity.
As a person who likes vinyl, it's less about the fidelity and more about the process.
It's the tactile touch.
It really is. It's the it's the feel,
it's
the smell. It's the artwork.
Travis, you think Hot Wings is a hipster consuming things wrong?
No, I'm old. I'm not.
No,
hip.
I bet you. I'll bet you he has Huey Lewis on vinyl, which is fine.
Do you?
I don't
but
have Huey Lewis
on vinyl. Need to be on vinyl. Coltrane needs to be on vinyl. Sinatra needs to be on vinyl because that's how they were recorded. They're meant to be listened to.
Yeah, K-pop. Yeah.
I love Lady Gaga on Chapel Roan, but they don't need to be on vinyl. They're all recorded digitally.
But again,
I see your point.
No. For fidelity, I agree with you. I think I can understand. Understand the like warmth idea or whatever, but for me it really is a tactile thing. I hadn't bought a new album in a long time. Almost all my albums were old, and a lot of them were jazz or blues, to his point. But like I bought the latest two Teddy Swims albums on vinyl. And part of it is just because I really like the process of it.
I will be honest in the fact that I am an absolute hypocrite because I would buy VHS in a heartbeat if that came back.
Why? So, why?
Oh, that's way, that's way more cumbersome.
Why would you do that?
The process.
I grew up in a video store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that, like, I mean, you can make the argument that it's hard to tell the difference between an MP3 or a CD or a vinyl. You can definitely tell a difference between a VHS and everything else now.
Even a regular DVD, much less a Blu-ray or a 4K.
Oh, my God.
Travis, you're fired. You're fired from our I Don't Get It committee.
No wonder you don't get it. I think we found the problem.
Sarah joins us in Nashville. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's going on? What don't you get?
Yeah, I want to preface this with I am not talking about adults, each to their own, but I don't understand this new, I guess it's a fad of kids wearing furry stuff, like the mascot heads and the mascot hands and the tails and even like wearing just like the cat ears and the cat tail and the cat mask and then their parents going around and telling them they're a good kitty while they crawl around and make cat noises.
Have you seen
that
lot with your own two eyes?
Yeah, yes. Like I have three girls and one of their best friends would wear this stuff and crawl around in public on the floor and parents are like petting them and like telling them they're a good kitty. And even last weekend we went to Pumpkin Patch and there were like three teenagers wearing big giant mascot heads and hands and tails.
I will tell you this. I have two 13-year-olds and I have absolutely seen them go to the grocery store wearing a beaver costume. But I don't sit there and go, you're a good beaver. But 13-year-olds are just weird.
Yeah.
But teens are I have not. We have lots of kids. We're at a lot of events where kids are. I have never seen a furry crawling around on the floor as a kid being petted by an adult. I would also not get that, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Every school has at least one kid, though, who loves to show up wearing a tail.
Kids love costumes.
Yeah.
One of our guys has a kid in his class who will dress up wearing, like, on a regular school day, not for another day. Like, his regular stuff to wear to school is like a shirt and tie, mm-hmm. and it's just how he's comfortable. And then on special days, he'll wear like a white tux with a the frilly game show host, like he's back in the 70s.
That's funny. Yeah.
And he's not the type of kid who's doing it for attention because it's just not his personality. It's just what he likes.
Yeah. My friends and I, my friend Bill and Brian and I would all like sometimes wear shirts and ties to high school. Just for the hell of it. Like, I never wore sneakers to school. I always wore wingtips. I always, with my pegged jeans and white socks. And, yeah, I don't know why. It was just the thing that I liked doing.
Ethan in Grand Rapids. Hi, Ethan. What don't you get?
So I think I'm pretty financially literate, but I have no idea how short selling a stock works. Because if you think a stock is going to go up, you buy it. But if you think it's going to do worse, you borrow it and then sell it. Like, who are you borrowing it from? Like, I've never been able to loan a stock to someone.
I don't understand that either. I even watched the movie The Big Short, and I still don't really understand how short sales work. Where, yeah, you're borrowing against something else, and I go, I'm only good at making the money and then putting it into a bank. Like, I get that process.
Yeah.
Like, don't spend more than you have. Like, I get that process.
Like, in The Big Short, it doesn't matter how many scenes of Margot Robbie in a bathtub explaining financial news to me. I'm still not going to get it.
I know.
I appreciate her effort and the effort by the director to make that happen.
I know. I wish I was, like, financially savvy like that. That, like, all these people that can make a ton of money kind of just moving stuff around, doing nothing. I go, God, why can't I understand that?
Does seem to be the way to go. Thank you, Ethan. We're no help.
I get you, man. I don't get it either.
Tara has something she just doesn't get, and Maitland's going to explain it to her.
Oh, boy.
I don't understand how cargo ships and cruise ships float, and I can't.
Like, you just can't wrap your head around it.
Okay, and Maitland, explain water dispersion.
It's water dispersion. So the weight,
hot start.
Yeah, the weight of the boat disperses an equal amount of weight of the water out of the way and float happen.
But that
was
does that clear
I
that up?
Don't get it.
I think I get it less. Actually, yeah. That was beautiful, Tara. Thank you.
And the
go ahead.
The other thing I don't understand is why shipment goes by car and cargo goes by boat.
Oh. No, that I didn't expect.
Girl.
Oh.
That is good music. Thank you,
the classic imponderable.
Yeah.
Why do you drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Why is there Braille on a drive-up ATM?
I mean, who
all
knows?
Some of my favorites.
Who knows why all of these things happen?
Steve, you said you don't get something. What don't you get?
I don't get most things space, especially black holes. I've tried to get somebody to explain a black hole to me many times, and I have never been able to grasp it. I don't understand what it means. What's inside of a black hole, or what gets...
Oh, it's Hot Wings telling a story.
Yeah, it sucks you in, and then you never find your way out.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not Hot Wings. It's that meteorologist explaining fish wire.
Yeah.
Because somebody once explained a black hole as if they put it in terms of like a whirlpool.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, where it's constantly pulling in what is surrounding it.
But a whirlpool is usually there because something started it and it drags it down to where it's leaving the basin or whatever. Where is it going?
Exactly. With a whirlpool, you know that it's going to come out somewhere. Yes. But what's a black hole? Where does it come out?
Well, I don't think it comes out anywhere.
That doesn't make sense. That's what I need explained.
It looks like a hole, but it's not really a hole per se. It's atoms that are so densely packed.
Don't know what an atom is.
That the gravitational pull is so strong that nothing can escape even light.
Where does it go?
It's pulled in.
Yes, where does it go?
Bonk, it hits the side. And then becomes part of that black hole.
So it takes all of the big things.
It's more of a black ball than it is a hole, but it looks like a hole.
So it takes everything, it sucks it in, gets smaller, and it's no longer there.
It becomes part of that, yes.
Part of what?
The black hole.
What fills all the space in space that is no longer occupied by space?
Yeah, what goes
space
there?
Isn't
yeah,
space.
What fills the space in space that's no longer occupied by space?
Yeah, it's like
if a black hole starts and sucks in all of the space around it, what fills that space where the space was?
More space. But
where does that come from?
Why doesn't that get
sucked in? No more molecules.
Is there a reverse black hole? Like a space pimple that's just pushing more out there?
Like a space whitehead?
Like a white hole?
What if on the other side of a black hole is another dimension where that stuff is just spurting out like a big old zit on your nose?
Oh, gross.
It might be.
What do you think's going to come through today? Like Kelly's look, a Cadillac.
Back boil that smelled bad.
That was years ago.
Yeah, that is unfair that you got dragged into this. I'm afraid to ask Tommy what he doesn't get because it's got to be long. And him and Maitland are still new to nighttime clouds. That doesn't happen by accident. Mate, do you have any?
Yeah, credit scores. They never have, never will make sense to me. I don't know why they're important for anything other than, you're showing creditors that you're good with credit, but you have to have credit, but they don't want you to get credit. But also that affects you being able to buy a house, but also the government monitors your credit score somehow, even though they're super in debt. So why should it matter to them? And none of it makes sense.
Some
to
of these
me.
Are all valid concerns.
Yeah, they
I think
are,
you
they
also
are.
Explained it in there. About, credit, the people that loan you money want to know you'll pay it back. But it is kind of like jobs that say some experience required for a starter position.
Yeah.
Same thing with credit. Like, you want some credit? Get some credit.
Well, the creditors don't want you to pay it back, though. That's the whole point. You get a good credit score, and then they keep upping your credit limits until you make a mistake and spend more than you should, and then you can't pay it back, and then you get into that cycle, and it drops your credit score.
But then you pay
and
off...
And then they own you forever.
You pay off a loan or a credit card or something, and it drops your score. I'm showing you that I am superb at paying back credit.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Or the other one, where if you don't have a lot of credit because you've never gone into debt, and then you apply for something, then when they say, well, you've had your job for 15 years, you've lived at one residence for 15 years, but you haven't had any credit, so you have a poor credit rating.
Yeah.
I think you should be very valued as a credit partner because you clearly don't want debt.
Can't make money off you that way, though.
That blows.
It does. Yeah. It really does. This is Floyd. Hi, Floyd. Listening on 102.9 The Buzz in Nashville. What do you got? What don't you get?
I don't get food preparation as performance art or the fascination with it. Like rolled ice cream, spending 10 minutes to turn my ice cream into rolls that taste exactly like the ice cream before you turn it into a roll. Or Salt Bae, taking 10 minutes to slice up a steak that's probably cold by the time I eat it. Like just put my food in front of my face and let me eat it.
Like when you go to really fine dining, if you do, or if you see it on TV, you get no joy out of the plating of the food where it's like sprinkled with a little glaze and a little circle on it.
So fine dining, that's a different level. But like, hibachi was cool for a while and now it's in everything. Like ice cream, if you order noodles, they're tossing your ramen up in the air 10 times before they set the bowl in front of you.
You're right. That is, it's sort of the Cold Stone Creamery trend. Like where, hey, we're going to mix this together. You could just have that in a bowl like Baskin Robbins did for 35 years. Right. Thanks right, for charging yeah. 10 times the price.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about it, but I don't really get the performance of it either.
Yeah, thank you.
I like the end result.
Kelly,
it's like I don't need to see how the sausage is made.
Do you like the performance? You just are pondering.
Yeah, AirDrop is like my biggest thing. I don't understand AirDrop. Like how I can just AirDrop a photo, but I can only do it on a similar brand as mine. I can't do it to other phones. That's stupid to me. I also like the shirt that I'm wearing. How did somebody figure out that they could get threads so tight that it would make a cloth of fabric that they could then put together and then that it would withstand a washing machine? Who did that?
While we're at it, washing machines.
Exactly.
Who figured that out?
I'll start getting on these and I'm like, I don't understand compounds that come together and make like this table that we're at right now. I just don't understand how somebody said, if I polish that, if I cut it, so I got to build a machine to cut a massive rock of some sort or mineral, and then I got to smooth it out and it will be called a table. Who came up with that? I don't, but I look at clothes all the time and I'm like, who decided that they could make a shirt out of this? Because I sew. So I'm like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
Whoever invented crochet or
yes.
knit. Were you just fiddling with sticks and a shirt fell out of your hands?
Yeah. And then how did you figure out that you could then crochet a blanket that's got a barn and a little truck on it?
Right.
How did you figure that out? What lady just did that one day?
Well, and the crazy thing is, that's not like somebody discovered that in 1980.
No.
Like, it's like 6,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not the car. They didn't know about
yeah.
those. But like where they, you know, like even you see like old Native American blankets or whatever that are like 1,000 years old and you go, but it's got patterns in it. Color threads. And I couldn't do that now.
No,
I don't mean to hurt your feelings about cars, but people knew about cars for centuries before they were available.
Right?
And Big Horse kept it down. That's for another day when we talk conspiracies.
Damn you, Big Horse.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. What don't you get?